right. Well, hello, everyone. This is Will Marchant, KC6ROL, from the Space Sciences Laboratory at the University of California, Berkeley. And through the help of amateur radio volunteers, the crew on the ISS, and Verizon Conferencing, we hope to soon establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 200 miles above the Earth over Australia. And this is all accomplished with ARIS, amateur radio on the International Space Station. And the ISS currently is flying over the Pacific Ocean, and it's whizzing along at around 17,500 miles an hour. Now, this contact will be performed using the Telebridge Network. That's a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to contact the ISS. ARIS is a consortium of volunteers from 9 nations that develop and operate the amateur radio station on board the International Space Station. And some members of ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Worldwide Amateur Radio Satellite Corporations, AMSATs, and NASA. Now, the amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS today is VK4KHZ in Australia, and that's operated by our friend Shane Lind. And thanks for helping us out today, Shane.
It's a real pleasure for me, and Will.
Thanks, sir. And the contact today is possible because of a worldwide communications network provided courtesy of Verizon Conferencing, and our operator for today is Brooke, and we thank her for her help. And we're just about 4 minutes until we expect to hear from flight engineer Sunita Williams on board the International Space Station. Now, our school for today is the Australian Scout Jamboree 2007 in Elmore, Central Victoria, Australia, and we're going to briefly check in with the scouts. And I'm going to ask Philip Adams, who's the coordinator for the event today, to please tell us briefly about the Scout Jamboree. So, Philip, if you wouldn't mind, sir.
Welcome to the 100th year of scouting and the 21st Australian Jamboree. Over 11,800 scouts and leaders are gathered on the outskirts of the central Victorian town of Elmore, located halfway between Bendigo and Echuca. The AJ 2007 opened on the 2nd of January for 10 days of fun and fellowship. The Scout Radio Electronic Service Unit, working closely with the Wireless Institute of Australia, Amateur Radio Victoria, ICOM Australia, and a small team of dedicated operators have made the VI3JAM station possible. In particular, the foundation license is raising great interest as an introduction to a wonderful hobby. We gratefully acknowledge the support of the ARISS team and NASA for enabling this experiment and enabling the AJ 2007 scouts to talk to the crew on the ISS. Thank you.
Well, great. Thanks very much, Philip. And you know, the ARIS team is really happy to be able to be involved in your scouting event. So thanks for inviting us into your jamboree. Now, Shane, before the contact begins, if you could just briefly tell us about your station, where you are, and how you'll handle the conversation, please.
Yeah, sure, Will. Well, the equipment we're using here today in the primary station is Yaesu FT847, which is driving a Mirage amplifier. The antenna systems we're using today will be twin six-element by six-element cross Yagis with switchable polarization, left and right-hand circular. As far as the location goes, we're located in a very small, semi-remote mining community by the name of Glendon. Now, Glendon is located about 180 kilometres by road inland from the city of Mackay in North Queensland, and we're at an elevation of just a tad over 300 metres above sea level, so it's quite a good location, and it lends itself quite well for amateur radio activities. That's about all I've got for you, I think, Will.
Okay, well, thanks, Shane. And, you know, as I mentioned, we couldn't do this operation without all the volunteers, the volunteer ground stations around the world, and all the volunteers who work behind the scenes to make these contacts come together. So it's a real international effort, and a lot of people spend a lot of time to make these things happen. I just wanted to say thanks to everybody. Now, we've got about a little over a minute until we expect to hear from Sunita Williams. I want to remind everybody to be very, very quiet when the contact starts so we can try and get as many of these scouts' questions answered as possible. And Shane will start calling, and when he establishes a good contact, he'll say over to the jamboree or something like that. And at that point, Jenny, you can go ahead and ask your question.
If I can just make a comment there, Will?
Go ahead, Jenny.
Yeah, sure. What I was going to suggest is at about the halfway mark, about the five-minute mark, I'll try and just quickly say to Phil, if he can keep his ears on the speaker, that we're at the five-minute mark, and at least then it'll give him some indication of where we're at.
Sounds good. And finally, I just want to remind everyone that what we're doing on the ISS is an experiment, so we can never tell the results positive or negative until the experiment is over. And students, don't forget to say the word over at the end of your question. So in about 20 seconds, the station should be coming off over Australia. So Shane, I'm going to hand it over to you, and I wish everybody the best of luck for the contact. Over to you, Shane.
Okay, thanks, Will. Well, guys, I'm going to start calling now. Don't be alarmed if we don't get anything on the first response, but we'll keep calling until such time as we get it. And as soon as I establish contact, I'll hand it straight over to you guys. Thank you. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is VK4KHZ, Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Hotel Zulu, calling for a scheduled contact. Can you receive? Over.
Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Hotel Zulu, this is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. How do you read? Over.
Yeah, good evening to you, Sunny. We receive you loud and clear. Sunny, we have the participants of the Australian Jamboree 2007 in Elmore, Victoria, Australia, standing by for their questions. Please go ahead with the first question.
Hello, my name is Jenny. Could you tell us your typical daily routine on board the ISS? Over.
Hi, Jenny. Our typical routine is we get up at around 6 o'clock and we go to bed around 10. We have a couple meetings with the control centers in Houston and Moscow. And in the meantime, we get to work either doing science experiments or working on the equipment here, as well as doing a little working out to make sure our bodies are in shape for when we come back to Earth.
Hello, my name is Caitlin. When you first go into space, what would be the first thing that you could spot outside, e.g. the sun, etc.? Over.
Hi, Caitlin. When we launched into space, it was dark, so you're absolutely right. Shortly thereafter, when we were up in orbit, we were able to see the sun really brightly out the windows. Other than that, the stars were extremely clear. Over.
Hello, my name is Nisha. Have you ever seen an alien? Over.
Hi, Nisha. Unfortunately, we haven't seen any aliens up here yet, but maybe we will. I'll be up here for another 6 months. Over.
Hello, my name is Tristan. Can you see the sunrise, sunset from space? Over.
Hi, Tristan. Yeah, actually, we see usually about 16 sunrises and sunsets in one of our normal days while we're up here from space. Over.
Hello, my name is Emily. Can you get transmissions of TV programs from Earth, or do you only watch DVDs in space? Over.
Hi, Emily. Unfortunately, we can't get TV programs or the internet up here. Can't interfere with our computer systems which run the space station. So we only have DVDs and CDs, but sometimes the people from the ground send up programs that we request, and then we'll have them up here for a while. Over.
Hello, my name is Lauren. Has it been proved or is it thought that there was life or is somewhere in our solar system, possibly on Venus, Mars, Europa, Titan, or somewhere else? Over.
Hey, Lauren. Yeah, well, I don't know if we know that for sure, but I would think with all the stars, billions of stars out there, there's got to be life somewhere out there. So I think we'll be able to find evidence of life at some point in time. Over.
Hi, my name is Genevieve. Have you ever been a scout or known an astronaut who was one? Over.
Hi, Genevieve. Yeah, I was a Brownie and a Girl Scout in the United States, and there's a bunch of people in the astronaut office who have been Eagle Scouts as well as Girl Scouts. Over.
Hi, my name is Callum. How do you fill in time in outer space? Over.
Hi, Callum. Usually, like I was talking about earlier, we do a lot of science experiments. We work on a lot of equipment up here. And then we work out. We work out about 2 hours a day, either riding a bike or running or on weight equipment. And other things we do is we can talk to home through email, which is pretty nice. Over.
Hello, my name is Mark. What does it feel to be weightless and float in space? Over.
Hey, Mark. Weightlessness in space is absolutely awesome. It's like you can fly around with like a bird without having to flap your wings. I sort of equate it to being feeling like Mary Poppins, being able to fly everywhere. Over.
Hello, my name is Sarah. What can you see the most clearly, clearest of on space, from Earth on space?
Over.
Over.
Sarah, I think it depends on the day, but any given day you can see the ground pretty clear. We have some great photographic equipment up here that we can make out cities and towns and rivers, and it depends on whether or not the clouds are there, but it's all pretty clear. We've got great windows up here. Over.
Hello, my name is Nathaniel. Are you confident that you will be able to safely travel to and from the ISS? Do you consider it a risk? Over.
Hey, Nathaniel, how are you doing? This is, I think it is a little bit of a risky business to just get to space just because you have to come through the atmosphere going up and coming out. However, our spacecraft, both the space shuttle and the Soyuz vehicle, are pretty reliable, and I think there's a little bit of risk involved, of course, but I have confidence that I'll be able to get back down pretty safely. Over.
Hello, my name is Stephanie. Do you have a different view of the Earth now that you're on the other side? Over.
Hi, Stephanie. Actually, we've got a great views of the Earth all throughout the day while we're up here. Of course, I said there's 16 sunrises and sunsets, so we get to see the Earth in the light and in the dark. And the view is just spectacular. I wish I could share it all with you. I wish you guys were up here because you'll see how beautiful our Earth is. Over.
Hello, my name is Lee. Can you see the smoke in the atmosphere coming from the bushfires right across Australia? Over.
Hi, Lee. I haven't seen the bushfires quite yet, but I would imagine that we can. It's amazing the things that you can see up here. If there's big smoke trails, that's really obvious, and as well as like ships in the ocean, you can see their wakes. So I haven't seen them yet personally, but I would think that if they're there, we will be, and there's a clear time that we cross over, we'll be able to see them. Over.
Hello, my name is Andrew. How long does it take to adjust to normal weight on Earth after being in apparent weightlessness for extended periods of time? Over.
Hi, Andrew. I haven't done that yet. This is my first flight, so when I get back, I'll be able to give you a better answer. But from the information that I've heard, we go through about a 45-day rehabilitation program when we get back, and you're pretty much back to normal after about a six-month stay. However, really being able to work out, like to run the way you did before you left, is probably going to be about a one-day time. So about 6 months. Over.
Hello, my name is Hayden. What sort of contingencies are in place in the event of a catastrophic emergency aboard the space station? And can you describe to us how the crew would escape or make themselves safe? Over.
Hi, Hayden. Yeah, we have a Soyuz vehicle here that's essentially our lifeboat. And in case we have any of the catastrophes like a fire or a depress or any types of toxic spills, we would jump right into the Soyuz and then be able to orbit until we can make a safe landing back in a known spot back on the Earth. And so that's our primary safety vehicle. Over.
Hello, my name is Tristan. Can you see tornadoes or hurricanes from space? Over.
Hi, Tristan. Yes, as a matter of fact, we can see hurricanes pretty clearly, and we can see the starting of the formation of hurricanes as the clouds are swirling around from up here. Tornadoes is a little bit of a different story because they are a little bit smaller, of course, and they're more isolated underneath the cloud layer. So we are probably not going to be able to see the tornadoes, but hurricanes, absolutely. Over.
Hello, my name is Aiden, asking Emily's question. What was your best space experience? Over.
Hi, Aiden. And for Emily, I think my best space experience happened to be when I did a spacewalk on the joint mission with the Space Shuttle Discovery up here. The window views are wonderful from inside the space station, but when you're out in space with just your helmet and your spacesuit protecting you, you get the best views. You can look anywhere and everywhere, and you can really look out into the universe, and it's absolutely a wonderful experience. Over.
Hello, my name is Darian, asking Lauren's question. How close is the NASA to developing ion drives or the solar sail? Over.
Wow, that's a really great question, and unfortunately, I haven't been working on either ion drives or solar sails, so I am not absolutely positive about the answer to that question. However, I do know that we are working on advanced engines to take us a little more quickly to Mars. Right now, the time is about 6 months, and we need to decrease that to make sure that people will be able to function correctly and be healthy when they get there. So we're working on advanced engines, but I'm not exactly sure about the ones that you mentioned. Over.
less than 1 minute.
Hello, my name is Ash, asking Emily's question. How do you get your vitamin D intake? We get it from the sun. Where do you get yours from? Over.
The a vitamin D tablet, because we don't get it from the sun. Over.
Okay, Sunny. Well, we realise we're just about to run out of time. So at this stage, I thank you very, very much for the contact. And we really all appreciate you being there. So hooray from everyone here down at the Scout Jamboree. And thank you very much to the team.
Hilo Hotel Zulu, I think, are coming in broken. I think that's the end. But thank you so much for inviting me. It was great to talk to all you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful Jamboree. Over.
Thank you, Sonny. Goodbye.